Blog Talk Radio.
We're fans.
I was in the field, man. I took a cigarette and lighter.
That'll stop that. I'll have a scar, boy. You want me for a little while, but it'll stop that, though. All right, hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Glory to the King. It is almost Shabbat Shalom. Hey, bless y'all. We're out of the Philippines. Bless y'all in the Philippines. Glory to the King. Well, one thing we definitely do is we send blessings out and honor and all praises due to the glory of the Most High Yah.
Hallelujah.
None like
Him alone.
None like Him, and never will be none like Him. I tell you, I'm in for the long haul.
Yep.
I'm in for the long haul. I guess we get to the point, brother, saying we can say, well, I've been young, and now I'm old. Never seen a righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. Did y'all see that picture I posted of young Pastor Dowley, 30 years old?
Yes, sir.
I think I was 30 years old. Yeah, I was about 30 years old then. We weren't even on community. At that time, we wasn't even having, matter of fact, no, we didn't have a community then.
Not at all.
Wow. Did you see it? Let's see if I can find that picture real quick. Young Pastor Dow. My two children right there. See him? Well, I'm a lot bigger than you, though.
Not
me. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Chuck and Liddy. That's Dad Dow right there.
Yeah.
My, how time flies, don't
it? 30.
Mm-hmm. My chest is 52 inches right there. And, you know, I can't help but give glory to Yah. Can't help but do it. So, I noticed that ever since we've been going it's not really another direction, it's the same direction. We're just highlighting and bringing out more stuff concerning the spiritual warfare that we're in. I hope, at least the one thing I do hope, is that it is literally put a defibrillator on our minds to help us even be that much more interested.
Absolutely.
In studying the scriptures. You know, really getting in there.
Yes, sir. Right.
And getting it because of, and what it should have shown us, or what it should show us, is that we haven't been reading the Bible like we thought we have.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and look, you can't fault yourself for it.
Hallelujah.
It ain't no fault for nobody.
Yes, sir.
Y'all the one who opens up understanding.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That's why the book says, then Jesus opened their understanding. They might understand the scriptures. But he also said, I'm going to give you pastors according to his heart.
Yes, indeed.
And they're going to feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
So there's plenty of things I've read over in the book. And I read the scripture probably, who knows how many times, you know what I mean? And then one day, it's time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's time.
I'm ready now, here we come. It's time.
Yeah.
Most High gives it to you, and it's time to run on with it.
Yes,
the one thing I don't comprehend is how that I never had any trouble transforming.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
If the book says it, I'm doing it. Does that make sense? I've never had any trouble transforming. I didn't care what my previous thought pattern was.
Hallelujah.
If I read it, that was it. I'm done.
That's it.
I'm going this way. Are you following me? Never had it. And then so it's kind of hard for me to comprehend that somebody can read it, especially hearing it preach. Because remember, Yah chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that belief. And so it's kind of hard. It's really nonsensical in a way, though, that you can sit up there and you can hear this word being ministered to, and you know it's in you, and yet you don't want to change. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You don't even want to change. I don't understand that. The book says the day you hear his voice,
yeah,
don't harden your heart. Just don't harden your heart, man. The day you hear his voice. Well, I'm on tired, literally. But I'm fine and good. I'm always tired.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Sir?
You tired too, HD. Just tired. Every time when Spock comes around, you can believe we here straightway, we are wore out. We are. And we thank the Father that he gave us breath in our body to actually make some type of impact. If you know what I mean. We have what? Just a little over 50 days before we come up on the feast days, the fall feast. And I tell you, right now it seems like a long time, but you look at that calendar right now, man, we'll blink our eyes. And it'll be upon us. Now, I went back and looked at some videos. Now, y'all let me know how I'm coming in, okay? Online. Anybody seen Monkey Bastard lately in the chat room anywhere? Anyway, I went back and looked at the videos from last year and a couple of years just to see how the weather pattern was going. You might as well throw that all out. But we no longer have four seasons. We have two. Winter and summer. There's no transition in the fall. There's no transition from spring to summer. It's all, and this has got to be, ever since I've been alive, the most humid it has been in the South. I've been living in the South for a long time. You know what I mean? I've been living in the South about a long time. I think only for 2.5-3 years of my life I didn't live in the South. And that's because I was living overseas. And over there, it was cold. It was cold. And when it snowed over there, 4 feet. Yeah, 4 feet. Yeah. 6 inches ain't nothing. Snow 6 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches. But it is humid. It's even humid up there at Straightway Goshen, too. It's humid. But Michael Israel and him, you know, that's one thing about Michael Israel and the saints that were down in Florida. When we met him up at the Hebrews and Negroes Conference, you could tell right off the bat that there was something about him that he was being drawn. And, I mean, he was just, you know, he done went around all these little Israelites, whatever you want to call them. He done been around all these things, right? And, man, but when he met up with Straightway, that was it. They was at him and his wife, Sister Coria, they have been nothing but honorable Israelites and been nothing but a blessing to the ministry.
That's y'all.
They literally have been a blessing. And he said, you just watch my footprint.
That's it.
Because I'm not going to sit up here and get on here and tell you what I'm going to do. Just watch and see what I do.
I mean, that's it.
And he definitely has got a footprint. Him and the saints down in Florida. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And so they have moved from Florida. And they live about an hour from the community.
Woo!
And the one thing I noticed, Teach, is that coming out now is not the same as it used to be when we came out. Things are running a little bit slower as far as coming out and then transitioning into land and transition to make the next step. And I know the reason why. I mean, look at it. We're in a recession. We got stagflation headed to depression. No doubt about it. And if y'all don't know these terms that I'm talking about, go back and look at some of my videos and educate yourself. I talk about this stuff extensive. I break it down to the lowest common denominator that you don't have to have a Harvard degree to actually understand what I'm saying. I mean, I make it simple for the simple kind of man, for the common man. But they had moved up here and came to service and going to be coming to service every Sabbath.
Hallelujah.
This is a joy to see them.
Yeah.
Enjoy to see them.
Hallelujah.
And you can see the new hunger on their face. You can see the word transforming them. You know what I mean? And so, oh, by the way, you know, we DX by key. You know what I mean? We don't fool around with nobody putting down herbs and crystals and shit like that and can on and praying to other gods and avatars and all kind of shit. You know, we don't do stuff like that. We're not trying. See, we're outside of the cities. We're outside, and we try to keep ourselves away from the pagans of this world as much as we can. You know what I mean? Sometimes we have to go in and deal and stuff, and we do what we need to do. If it's right, we get the hell right back out.
Yes, sir.
And so we're not going to repeat the same mistakes that we've read from our ancient forefathers.
Yes,
who, when they get delivered, then they go right back into bondage again. Get delivered, go right back into bondage again. Get delivered, go right back into bondage again. Well, anyway, all right, there is, the feast days are coming up. And I've noticed something that's been happening ever since the pandemic has been around. Are you following me? I noticed it, it's been declining ever since up until that point, and then afterwards. Now see, y'all listen to me real close. It's obvious when you have upwards of 900, 950, maybe heading to 1,000 Israelites this feast day. It's obvious that people are coming from different geographical locations. And by the way, Brother Steve and Sister Winter, thank y'all for the coffee. Thank you very much. All because of them, man, I get the best coffee in the world.
Hallelujah.
I do. Nice organic beans. And, I don't even know what it is to drink a regular coffee no more. Because that stuff is so good. But what was I talking about?
Feast days.
So the feast days. It's obvious that when people coming from different geographical locations, here in the corners of the United States of America and then some from outside the country, now that some of the things has been lifted, if you know what I mean. Shout out to y'all in Straightway Philippines and shout out to y'all over in Straightway Australia. Good to see y'all. And also my sisters over there, I think they're in Kenya. Bless y'all. Glad y'all are in there tuning in and watching the broadcast and keeping up with the ministry. Glory to the King. But when you have all these people in all these different geographical locations collaborating and coming into one area, and people have different measures when it comes to hygiene. Sometimes people, they don't even know what they got, and they bring it to us. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And so what we have to do is we need to be caught up. Now, we need to be caught up on our health or our immune system.
Yes, sir.
And Michael Israel, Sister Quoria, they got a business. And my family we take their herbs religiously. Their tinctures and their herbs. Can y'all bring me one of them bottles in here? Bring me two of them in here. So we can show y'all, all right? We take them religiously. And they work. That antiviral, like, man, it works. It literally works. Now, you're going to pay a little bit more for the good quality stuff because we know that they're Israelites, because it's costing them and all the lead just to get the materials. You know what I mean? Just to get the products, the things you need to put it together. But it works. And so, let me see, one of them.
A different one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here you go. So, this is what myself and my family, we take before, or at least we get it in our system about a week before the feast. And then we go ahead and we'll take a maintenance dose of once a day. I think it's three times a day. Then we'll take a maintenance dose once a day during a feast and stuff. And for the most part, it actually keeps us from getting anything. It's called antiviral respiratory defense. And if y'all want to go ahead and put this in the chat room over here, the business is actually called householdherbs.com. Householdherbs.com. Rather than going out there buying it from people who you don't know, who's trying to sell you anything and just because they simply selling it, let's get it from a reliable source. Y'all know just as well as we do, if anybody in Straightway is making products, you know that they'll... Yeah, I got a... Tell Carol, look in there on... I got a kidney thing in there. I fixed about a nightstand in there. But I'm just going to show you just so y'all will see that I'm for real, that we be taking this up. We done ran through probably about six of these bottles. We ran through them things. We literally on that all the time. And but I tell you, household herbs, we believe it is supporting, more like 10. Here's another one right here. It says kidney kickstart detox formula. See that? Kidney kickstart detox formula. It cleanses the adrenals. Now, that's very important because adrenals don't need to be blocked. The adrenals is what help viruses, diseases, and everything come out through the lymphoid system. You guys follow me? Now, I'm not an expert in talking. I can only tell you what I know. If you want some more information, get a hold of them. Because the one thing the pastor Dow don't want to do is start lying. Now, I can do like Baki and just start telling you shit and make it seem like that it's just gospel truth just because I said it. See, and that's the problem that I got to try to tell you over and over again. If y'all notice that even in the ministry, you know, people talk about maritime spirits, water spirits, and all this other stuff. Okay, that's fine and good. I understand, believe me. I know that they're real. I know that people have had other experiences outside of the United States of America, in Africa, and these damn Vikings and Celts and everything else in Scandinavia, and the Druids and the Gauls, along with the Hutus and the Zulus and the Bufus and the Bantus and everything else. But, y'all got to understand something. That for the most part, the book warns us against people who are constantly trying to merchandise us. They seeking to make merchandise. And I put emphasis on stuff like this. So that, and then when I'm talking about spirits that people are speaking about from other countries, because you'll go out there, now, if you don't believe me, you go out there and look now, all of a sudden you look at maritime water spirits, there's like 100,000 ducks out there. You know why? Everybody trying to get a piece of pie. And when you read one or two of them, all they try to do is regurgitate one thing from what the other brother said, from another brother said, another brother said. What are them things?
Give me one.
Now you just stay right. Okay, that'll be fine. So, but you see what I mean? We get to the point now that people, they'll read somebody else's word and they'll steal from them. Don't the prophet mention they steal each other's words? And they're saying the same damn thing, but there's no power in it because everybody's just too busy trying to make a nickel and a dime out of somebody.
Come on, Sam.
That's why I tell y'all over and over again. If I'm talking about something, go and check behind. Go look, yes, read any of them. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Cause we've been led by the Ruach.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey.
Holy Spirit. Yeah.
And so they'll come with all these other stuff like this and act like they subject matter experts and everything else, and all they're doing is regurgitating. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, I got a spirit of revelation. No, you got a spirit of dum-dum. And I, you know, leave it up to me, man. I cannot take people fleecing the flock of Yah. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I can't take somebody fleecing the flock of Yah. It disturbs me. And I think it's the reason why people hate me for the most part.
Mm.
I don't mind that. I promise I don't mind that. You got it. Hey, At least if you hate it, they have some form of respect for it. There's no ones that smile at you and say, hey, them ones you got to work out for.
Oh, man.
But, I just think that we ought to keep the dollar inside a straightway Israelite community.
I agree.
Let it circulate in
there. Yeah,
I agree. Because Michael Israel and Sister Corey, they pour their heart, soul, and mind in. We also got another one up here right here. Here is this must be the concentrated forms right here. This one calms irritated tissues in the respiratory tract, supports removal of phlegm and mucus, powerful extractant and respiratory stimulant. Also, I want y'all to remember this. If y'all know, y'all sometimes you got that, and it's down there and all that crap. What y'all need to do sometimes is y'all need, when y'all walking around, take a deep breath, you know, through your nose where your stomach is coming out. Not where your chest is rising. Y'all need to listen to me very closely. Take a deep breath to where your stomach comes out, gets full of air. Hold that thing for about 10 to 15 seconds. Then let it out. And do that, concentrate on trying to do that as much as you can throughout the day. Next day, you won't believe what's happening.
Yes, sir.
And man, you're going to be pulling up all that stuff from the bottom of your lungs. It's just going to come up. It's going to come up. You'll be around spitting everywhere.
Yes, sir.
That's another way.
Bless you, sir.
But support the Israelites who are making quality products for us. All right? HouseholdHerbs.com. And you don't have to worry about it being buried in the backyard with dog shit and crystals. Nobody praying on it and meditating, and nobody using no damn chakra spells or no other shit there. Yeah, we burning damn incense and got dookie for head brains and every damn thing else, and you ain't got to worry about this shit. We got Mama Duke all up in the damn thing. I'm telling y'all. Because we're not trying to get into this Eastern mysticism shit
right.
And trying to
hell,
justify
hell.
It.
Nah.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
But household herbs and get you some of this antivirals right here, respiratory defense, man. They make a lot of it. All right?
Yes, sir.
And I asked them if it was okay for me to do it because they didn't want me to. Man, I walk up right to Israel. He's all in. Yeah! Sister Corey, I know your husband is a hard charger. You want me to go ahead and put a plug in? Fast, please. So I did walk up to them and let them both know again. I said, now, are y'all ready? They just moved. Oh, yeah, we good. Pastor. So I know it's getting ready to happen. They're going to flood it.
Yeah.
They're going to flood it. And don't forget, no terror phone guard.
Yeah.
It ain't the time to wait till the feast days to get it. When they're going to be out.
Yeah.
Whatever, the heathen ain't thinking about nothing, get it.
Yeah,
see, right now, the heathen ain't thinking about nothing but inflation.
Come on.
That's when you buy the stuff that you know that you need.
Instead of the ant.
I went the other day and spent $200 on Band-Aids. Band-Aids! Mm-hmm. And within a week or so, I'm all go out and buy some more peroxide.
Yes, sir.
Rubbing alcohol, witch hazel, you know, stuff like that, people, something they forgot about. You need that stuff. I bought about $50 worth of Kotex the other day. $50 worth. Sure did. Which nowadays, you start talking about anything in paper goods, $50 ain't nothing nowadays. And we still make sure we buy one or two rolls of those big old things of toilet paper every time we go out. And we're building storage rooms and sheds and stuff like that too, man, because, I mean, I'm getting old. My butt can't handle wiping my ass with leaves. Used to when I was younger, you know what I mean? But right now, I'd have to take me a dump and go to the creek and wash my ass. That's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But, man, y'all got to start thinking about stuff like this.
Yeah.
Real talk. I mean, I don't, we're probably about the realest ministry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That you ever gonna meet.
That's real. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. We're not in that religious vein. We just real.
Ooh.
Now, I'm gonna tell you the mistake. Anybody want to hear this?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna tell you the mistake of ministries. You want to hear this?
Yes, sir.
You want to hear the mistake? Type in three.
Three.
We're gonna hear the mistake. Yeah. The mistake of ministry. What do you think they like?
Do this.
The mistake of ministry. All right. We get a lot of preachers that are around my age, all right? And now they, you know, their teachers have done died off and gone on. A lot of these people, they have heard from their teachers. They're teaching you the same thing in this generation that their teachers taught.
Right.
Not that there's any new revelation to them. That's all they're doing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've had a few teachers that I've listened to, and I've also tactfully and respectfully challenged them when they were wrong. And I didn't do it in the way that a lot of people do it today. What I would do is wait, they get finished the study, and I would ask, can I please talk to them? And then I would go and have a discussion with them. And many times I would never talk about the discussion amongst the people. Even amongst the leaders. Because you know what happened. You got the leader, and everybody's heart is, you know, constituted to the leader. And if you show any type of signs of rebellion or question, all that they want to do is they want to make you the enemy.
Right. That's true.
So I know how to tactically do it, but I know how to entreat the older person. And when they couldn't give me a sufficient enough answer, it wasn't the end of the world. I stored it up here. Even though I'm doing it wrong, store it right here. Man, I just didn't go and regurgitate and repeat a lot of things that I learned from some of my older head teachers. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
No. We let the Most High lead us.
Yeah.
Because none of our teachers, the few that I did have, has ever, no, they've been nowhere near the level where we are. And they would never do it. That makes sense. They would never do it. A lot of these ministries of today, they're still repeating the same things, including the mistakes, including false teachers, of their teachers, because they're just locked in. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
They just literally locked in on it. And when you hear them speak, anybody can speak and sound convincing. That doesn't mean they're right.
Yeah.
Read 1 Thessalonians 5:21, teach. It doesn't mean that they're right. Not at all. I can use talents. I can use inflection.
Mm-hmm.
I can use and employ acting or anything to try to make something sound really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to bob your head, amen, 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 amen. Henceforth, the ministry straightway. The reason why, whenever I am introducing something to people, I always ask a question to the audience first in such a way, in such a form, there will require a response. And I would ask it where it almost seemed like it's gospel truth. And then you'll see me detour and say, dot, dot, that ain't it. Now everybody in the ministry, you know, they hear me ask something, they go, no, it's a center. They send it like, yeah. As they look at them now, they just sit there. They ain't going to bite on this one. They ain't biting. See what I mean? because I constantly want you thinking.
Yes, sir.
You see, one day, Pastor Dallas, he's saying we're going to be gone. Jesus is still going to be around.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes,
the Holy Spirit is still going to be here.
Come on.
And we got to be led by him.
Yes.
And, but these people, they want you, they want to create a bunch of damn mannequins where you actually talk like them, look like them, sound like them. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with mentors or something like that. But damn it, there comes a day when every man has got to know him for himself.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm trying to teach young men and everybody today how to know him for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Remember, the book says, let no man deceive you by any means. So go ahead and teach.
Prove all things.
So I mean, and I, how many times you people have set up in church and proven anything? Most of you just stuck on dumb. You go there because everybody else is there. The crowd, the herd mentality, they're just saying, oh, hallelujah, amen, amen. You amen all over the place. And they just got finished telling you you don't have to keep the Sabbath and your ass is amen. I mean, it sounded good. But where did you obey this one? Prove all things, test all things. Then do what?
Hold fast that which is good.
Go to Isaiah 66. You know, the next thing you know, they'll get up and read a letter. Somebody asking a question.
I just want to know.
Has God made all things clean?
Yeah.
For us to eat? Hell no. Even outside the law, Isaiah 66, what, 12, 13? Those who eat swine flesh, behind the mouth in the midst of the garden. Isaiah 66, verse 17, read.
That sanctify themselves.
Yeah, they set themselves apart.
Themselves.
You know what set apart means? Set apart.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning you're purified.
Yeah.
And you're doing it your own self.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And purify them.
You're clean. You watch. Watch this.
In the garden.
In what?
In the garden.
What are they doing?
Behind. Not hidden there. One tree in the midst.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Eating swine flesh.
Mm. Eating cow.
Swine flesh.
Manager.
Swine flesh.
Black Angus.
Swine flesh.
Sorry.
Swine flesh.
This is the warning from the prophet.
Yes, sir.
Well after the law.
Yeah. Warning.
What are you doing?
And the abomination.
And what?
And the mouth.
Y'all better stay away from these Chinese restaurants. You think you're eating chicken.
Wait.
I don't give a damn what it is in America and the FDA says.
Mouth off yet.
No. No, one thing. When Chinese opened up a restaurant, you ever notice that there's no more stray cats running around the neighborhood? Give me that shit. Play open the deal. The book says they're going to be what?
Shall be consumed together, says God.
Then somebody get up and scream and holler and hit on a thing and try to speak with talent. Trying to tell you what God has cleansed. Well, he never cleansed nothing he called unclean because he don't change.
Don't change. Yeah.
You hear me? And next thing you know, you sitting up there at a damn restaurant early in the morning ordering a BLT because the preacher says. You ain't paid, you going to hell.
True.
Truth.
Out of
the need. So, But because his teacher taught it.
Yeah.
Not that he done his due diligence on investigation. Now he's repeating the same damn thing.
That's true.
Mike, he didn't come up with all this shit on his own. He done read this shit from some other damn Eastern mystic. Sabi didn't talk like that. Mm-hmm. And Sabi wasn't no 100% true believer in Yah. You see what I mean? And then I'm the enemy. Because I'm just telling y'all the truth. I'm giving them warning.
Right.
Nothing person.
Right.
You ain't my enemy. I don't think y'all is an enemy. But see, now you're in a position, or now you're in a valley of decision where you have to choose.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You want to either listen to them, mm-hmm, or you want to listen to me. Somebody right, somebody wrong.
Yeah. Come on.
But I hope you ain't got an evil, sympathetic, godly, ungodly soul time. Because,
yeah,
see, when Pastor Dow talk, I got this uncanny ability to be able to piss people off.
There you go.
I don't talk in such a manner to where I'm trying to gain you. Mm. I'm trying to get you to think. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
And once you finally, for the first time in your life, exercise some self-autonomy.
Yeah,
you start thinking, then you're right. God damn it.
Like, yeah. Like
people.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Come to find out, you're going to find I ain't your enemy.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the best friend you ever had. Right.
Hey, I'm up.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
You know, it's amazing how contagious it is. When you start thinking.
Yeah.
I ain't saying when people start telling you what you think.
Right.
I said when you start thinking. Yeah. Once somebody cut that off, can't be cut off then.
Yeah.
Come on. And everybody's banking on for you to just believe them just because they say it. Mm-hmm. So what I do? I went in his message and stuff, associated certain spirits with the marine spirit, the octopus spirit.
Yeah.
Found out that Python was one of found it in a book.
Yes,
oh, it ain't there in English, but it's there.
It's there.
It's there in the Greek.
Yeah.
It's there. You see what I mean?
Yes,
oh, it's there. Yeah, it's there. Yeah, we're going to dig in.
Yeah.
And now we can associate all these things and we can put these things together with what was taking place in the book. Whereas the book is speaking in a certain way. Translation is in a certain way.
Yeah.
Now, guess what? The scales from our eyes have been falling off. You see what I mean? Now we got this. We literally got this.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Holy Spirit.
Paul said that he called Timothy and them his sons.
Yeah,
out of the faith. I got plenty of them.
Hallelujah.
Plenty of them.
Oh, yeah.
I've been the best father that they ever had.
Oh, I mean. Oh, I mean.
And again, follow me as I follow Messiah.
Yes, sir.
And that segues us into the next area we're going to go into, which we'll put in a couple of more announcements here, but the image of Yah, the image of Jesus. Do y'all know that ever since Yahshua was born here on this earth, depending on what century you was born in, that his image has literally been distorted?
That's the truth.
People 300 years ago didn't believe like we believe today. There was a period called the Dark Ages.
Yes, sir.
They didn't do no deliverance. Nobody was filled with the Holy Spirit. Because of religion. Religion. Think about that. Their fear of Yah was taught to them by the precept of man. The Roman Catholic Church. Because they wouldn't even let people read the book. They couldn't even have a book in their hand. You had to believe what the priest told you.
Right.
Sad to say, Here we are, way over here in 2022. We got books in our hand, and we still don't know what the hell's
going on. That's the truth.
1 minute mention about not having the books. Now we got the books. We only want to read the books.
Wow.
When we read the books, we don't want to be conformed to his image.
You're in the house.
Which one is it?
In the house.
Which one damn is it?
Shotgun.
I just got finished having to put a man out of the ministry. Everybody knows. I just got finished putting him out of the ministry this week. He won last week. Everybody knows him, too. Put him out. Another one of those situations where you got the wife and the children want to be home. But then, listen, I told you, the one thing we don't do in this ministry is dishonor and disrespect.
Right.
You got the head of a community and an elder in the community trying to talk to you and treat you, and you're going to cuss them out. You're not only cussing them out. You think you're cussing them out, but you're cussing me out, but you're cussing y'all out. And then when the brothers go from being a brother to MF,
no.
We can't have that. That's totally 100% disrespect, see? So how would you know the situations of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram when this thing presented themselves right in front of you?
Yeah.
Come on now. That's good.
I tell you, I'm going to tell you who it is, right? I put out Brandon McCoy out of the ministry. What about his family? You part of them, you got to go too. Whatever with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram.
All that
appertained. Been out of that spirit of rebellion in him for a long-ass damn time. You rebel up there, and you rebel hard, you rebel in every damn way. Bye. We don't need you. Rebellion is as a sin of... How many times we quoted that in the last couple of months? We ain't putting up with that stuff. And then you don't even produce the fruit of righteousness. Goodbye, good riddance, and slow the hell on. That's how it works. I told Daniel, don't worry about it. Y'all gonna be ready to do good now. Y'all gonna get ready to soar now because y'all don't have this spirit of heaviness. Children, wife, from what we can tell, doing fine. Even petitioned that if his wife could continue to keep coming, Kate, brother, you gone, they gone. And this is why I segue again into saying, when are you wives going to listen to me when I teach y'all how to entreat your husband?
Come on.
We ain't gonna listen. Huh? When are you going to listen? The one thing that we all need to understand is the Most High, he ain't playing these games like everybody do in America. Well, I could just go out and I can serve him on my own. Well, that ain't what the book says. The book believes in 100% accountability.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I mean, the book said in Ephesians, I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall, no, that's Jeremiah. He says, and he gave gifts unto men.
Yes, sir.
He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For what?
Edification.
Of the what? The body.
The body.
And we are finished with all till we all come into the unity of the faith.
Yes, sir.
So Yah brought you here. You give a testimony that Yah brought you here. But then, all of a sudden, Yah changed his mind. Why didn't he change his mind concerning me? Because he won't release me.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no discharge in this war.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on.
I get to come to him, and I don't have the liberty to just go in and out and gather brawl like everybody else does. I'm a bond servant.
Yeah,
straight up bond servant.
Come on, sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Real.
Right.
I told you. You know this ministry. Everybody call Pastor Dow name. When it's Pastor Dow time, guess what? I call names too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't leave no room for misunderstanding. No innuendos, no nothing. You know exactly what's going on. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
How the hell you think if you can't make it this community up here, how the hell you going to make it? And these are brand new communities. I mean, they running hard, but how the hell you going? Brother, I mean, we got 30-something years of disarmament working on us, man. We've seen you somewhere before. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, what has happened is we have lost the fear of Yah.
Yes, sir.
We have literally have lost, we've been divorced from it.
Yes, sir.
The Most High, you think, look at all these ministries you've been talking about. I remember I just did a video on YouTube, right? I was talking about all, I said, listen, I'm not being arrogant or nothing that, but I'm telling y'all straight up, you ain't going to find another ministry in America. Nowhere near in America, there's nowhere near on the level of Straightway. First thing they start doing is start, I told people to put it, if you find one on that level, and I mentioned deliverance,
mm-hmm.
healing,
yep.
coming out of her,
yep.
living set apart, wife, chase, keep her at home, mm-hmm. you're schooling your own children. I mentioned all that, right?
Yes, sir.
And you live on the community, right?
Yes, sir.
I mentioned all that, and still you got people putting wings down there, different preachers. Chances are they're probably not even part of their ministry. They're just putting them out there. Now, each one of them have something. I said serving us on Straightway level.
Yeah.
Serving the Most High Yah on Straightway level.
Yes, sir.
That you ain't going to find in America. So the question is Straightway the only Israelite ministry? No, there's plenty of Israelite ministries. There ain't no ministry like this one, though.
No.
You got one ministry that believes in Yah. We praise. We worship.
Yes.
We dance before Yah.
Yes, sir.
Not only they won't even lift up their voice for Yah. They won't even praise.
Live with people. Come on.
We baptize in the name of Yahshua. They don't baptize at all. We believe in keeping the commandments. They tell you you don't have to keep them. They done away with. We believe in the dietary law. Because the book said, man, y'all made everything clean.
Come on.
Come on. You see what I'm saying?
Come on.
Nothing but confusion.
Yep. Yep.
We believe in casting out devils and do it.
Yeah.
These people run away from devils. They say you can think yourself to a positive influence.
Purify.
All you got to do is think. Just change your mind. Well, the demons don't believe in that changing their mind, so do it.
No.
That's why they continue to keep on pressing.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
No, we'll say, we waiting on Jesus, but we're going to stay in these population centers called the city. And then, what does come out of her mean? What does come out among them mean? What does it mean? I mean, what does it mean? The herd is coming out from religious institutions. The among them is a damn... people that are sitting right there, you hobnobbing with every damn day. And be you separate. That's sanctified.
We
do that. Live that. You see it.
Hallelujah.
And you'll never see Straightway women getting up here making their own channel.
Come on, Chef.
The only time they will make their own channel is if they're doing Sisters and Sisters broadcast to where the sisters can actually listen in.
Right.
Yes. You don't never see them out here. You'll never see our sisters getting on a channel rebuking a man.
That's
dope.
I know
what. What is that?
It's functional.
What is that? A woman rebuking a man? If a woman will rebuke a man, she will rebuke y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Image.
Just did, yep. Oh, man. Hey. Oh, man. Real. Oh, man. So you got these people putting in all these plugs for all these other men. I was like, look at it. Here they go. And I put it in there. It's obvious that ain't none of you really listen to the video.
Right.
It's obvious. Use that damn... flaw, that fall, that selective hearing, selective listening. You know what I mean?
Yes,
ain't nothing really entered in.
Hard.
Hear what you want to hear.
Yes, sir.
Hear what I mean. And we got this problem in the string with two people hearing what they want to hear. Whatever we do, we got to preserve that pride, don't we? Got to have that dignity. Rather than mortifying the bees of the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
That's why I said, and I'm quoting the wisest man that ever lived, there's only going to be few that's going to be delivered. There's only going to be few that's going to be saved. That's it.
Yes, sir.
But the image of Jesus in the first and second century was quite different than what we see today. I ask you a question. If the Jesus, the real Jesus, because you ever been in Christianity? Anybody ever been to a Christian church before?
Yes, sir.
I have.
Yes, sir.
You ever go in there and you know you vile and filthy. You walk around these people are more pious than the Pope. And they're so meek and humble and weak. Weak as men.
Yes, sir.
The damn preacher weak.
Yep.
The elders weak.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The brothers in the congregation are weak.
Yes.
The women running every damn thing. And we got to ask ourselves, is that really Jesus?
No, sir. Yeah. Come on.
Is that
come
his
on.
Order thing?
Come on, sir.
No, for real.
Come on.
And they'll get up and sing songs. Oh, how I love Jesus. Hey, well, you can't help but sing that song. It don't hit you.
Yeah.
And then you watch these people. They so, damn, man, they so meek and
right.
so humble.
Right.
Voluntary humility.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hey, man, it condemns you being in their presence. And you go. Me. So I'm an old soldier. And I go, wait a minute. Now this is the same God that you're Gideon. I want you to take all these soldiers down by the water brook. Down. Take them all down by the water brook.
See what they do.
I'm going to show you something.
Mm-hmm.
You're preparing for battle war, right?
Yes, sir.
So there's going to be a bunch of them. They're going to go in there, man. They're going to turn around. They're going to flop all over the place. They're going to take a bath in the water. But them ones that kneel down.
Oh, yeah.
And they take their hand and they scoop up water. Mm-hmm. Lap it up there.
Yeah.
Them the ones you tell everybody else go home.
Mm-hmm.
See, send the warriors to battle. Send the weak man home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I evolved.
Uh-huh.
And when the weak man come home, don't y'all women procreate with them. Wait for the warriors to get there. Because what kind of offspring
right.
would that bring?
The seed.
Oh,
the seed.
And if you don't procreate with nothing but
weak
ass men.
The DNA. Come on.
I'm going to say it again.
Yes,
what kind of damn offspring would your children be if you procreate with nothing but a weak ass man?
Unprofitable.
See, we don't ever consider stuff like it.
That's good.
Y'all see them new warriors right then when you take the battle.
Yeah.
People can actually go into churches today with an AR-15 or any weapon and literally annihilate the whole damn congregation. Won't nobody do nothing about itself. Saying, Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Try this shit here straightway.
Hey.
When they come pick you up, it's going to be spaghetti.
Yeah.
You will literally be an unidentifiable object. But you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then this society and world would have stolen our culture. Stolen our book, our word.
Yes, sir. Yes,
repackaged, rehashed, and trying to tell us
yeah.
the way we're supposed to be behaving
right. yeah.
and how we're supposed to be thinking and living.
Come on, chef.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Ain't no way in hell. No damn way in hell. And then I turn around and I read about this warrior.
Yeah.
This man called Jesus.
Come on.
Woo! Whoever going to go into a temple.
Come on.
Go with it. And then disturb somebody's business. And get some lashes and start whooping the shit out of
your
law. Flipping over tables.
Yes, sir.
Dobbin. Not peace, but sword.
That's my Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Church of Christ ain't going to have him.
Non-denomination
ain't going to have him.
Come on.
But the non-denomination will have a person that know how to identify with pronouns.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They'll be the soul leader.
Literally.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. non-denominational. Yeah, they will. You know what else they will have?
What's that?
They will have a woman pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And elders.
Mm-hmm.
Matriarchal.
Yeah.
Non-denominational.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, with them, it's all about theater and pomp.
That's right.
It's all about creating an atmosphere.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smoking lights in the mirror, and you sitting up there, I'll be in there like, them lights go out, man, that damn shit's running. I'll be like,
who couldn't pop?
These bugs are trying to get me caught up, man. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he fell for that mess.
Sure did. Mm-hmm.
If the real Jesus came into their assemblies,
yeah.
First of all, number one,
yeah,
he wouldn't miss all of Christendom. Because Yahshua wouldn't go into the temple on the first day.
Right. Come on.
Go to Luke 4:16, man. He wouldn't do it.
No.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd be out on the street.
Yes,
are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Not only that, you know what else you probably kissed? Yahshua? He'd be at the pub. drank wine.
Yeah, he did.
Wine business.
Yeah. And he was accused of being a wine bibber. But here's the key part right here. This is how schizophrenic this generation is. See, John, monkey pastor, there you are, my brother.
Good to see you, my brother.
All y'all out there donate to appreciate it. So check it out. John, Johanna, he came and he didn't drink. And they said that he had a devil. Okay.
What you do?
Then come Yahshua. He didn't have drinking.
Yeah.
And they say he got a devil.
Come on, right?
Okay. Well, damn it, which one is it?
Uh-huh. It just ain't the truth.
That's it. Come on. T3, Luke 7:33. Always verse 44.
For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine. And you say, he had a devil.
Well, that.
So that means all Christians have devils in
them? I mean, which one is? You can't have it both ways. We got to make sense of this. Read.
Son of man, this come eating and drinking. And you say, behold a gluttonous man. A friend of publican and sinner.
A friend of what?
Publican and sinner.
Mm-hmm. So I told you, Yahshua will be in the places where your sanctified, manicured hand preachers won't never be.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Won't never be. You should see it, man. I'll be on vacation sometime, right? If it strikes up, man, I'll be down there. All of a sudden, somebody will say something. Next thing, I'll preach it. All of a sudden, everybody get quiet.
Watch.
And you watch the next day, man, it's like the plague came in.
Yeah. Start talking about the real one.
Yeah, I got the run of the mill, man. I got all the space all over to myself.
Yeah.
The real one.
Huh? Like what the?
Yeah.
Because, see, every one of them thought they were right until they got on the
wall.
Let me read that real quick.
Ooh.
Yeah. And mind you, I do it very light, if you know what I mean.
That's right. With that one.
Yeah. Jay Shaw, thank you, my brother. Bless you, Pastor Shabbat Shalom. Bless you. All right, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I give them the looser. And, man, they be fainting in the weight. Read.
But wisdom is justified of all her children.
Y'all hear that? Come on.
And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house.
Y'all hear that? You went into who house?
Pharisee's.
See, I can't get the Pharisees to open up the door today. Come on.
And sit down to me. And behold, a woman in the city.
A woman what?
In the city.
Did what?
Which was a sinner.
Which she was a sinner, no doubt. But something, she doing something to be classified as a sinner. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
She doing something to be classified as a sinner. Come on with it.
Which she knew that Messiah that is meet in the Pharisee's house.
Look, when she knew that the Messiah, because she would never be invited over his house, over the Pharisee's house, without Jesus being there. But read on.
Brought an alabaster box of ointment.
Well, how did she get in? Well, you know that the Pharisees didn't have no security. She knew that Jesus was over there, so she could just walk right on in. And she did. She bought an alabaster box of ointment.
Right.
Yeah, big time. That means whatever she was doing in her trade, she spent all that she had on the most expensive.
Damn.
The most expensive smell and herb of the day.
Yep.
Read on.
And stood at his feet.
Now, wait a minute. She is in this refined Pharisee's house where Yahshua sits. And she brings this box of oil, his ointment. And she stood at his feet. Read.
behind him weeping.
Come on.
And began to wash his face
with tears. With what?
With tears.
She knew in her own spirit who he was.
Ooh.
Could do nothing.
Come on.
But just couldn't even say a word. Just cry.
Yes,
just cry.
Yes.
Cry. That's how you know when you know.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a real dealing with just like you know you've been chosen.
Yeah.
Get thrown.
Oh. Yeah. That heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Contract. Yeah.
And his wife then took the hairs of her head.
Took the hairs of her head and just wipe off.
Yeah.
Wow. Watch it.
And kissed his feet. And just.
Oh, you done this.
Yeah.
You done this.
Woo.
Can y'all imagine? Can y'all put that up to the state? Somebody come in with a good offering like that, man, and crown your feet and take her hair and wash it, and then kiss your feet. It's done. You know how much judgment she would get from the assembly of Israel today? The women would say,
say on.
It is. So if Yahshua is saying to Simon, guess what, man? Look at all this theater and pop going on. I got something I need to say to you, Simon. Say on, master. You know, Peter knows he's right. What you got to say? Say on. Come on.
There was a certain crest.
There was a what?
Certain crest.
Come on.
We had two tests.
Now, you know what he's doing, right? Huh? He's speaking in parables.
Yeah.
There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. Come on.
The one owed 500 pence.
Come on.
And the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both.
He forgave one of them. Both of them. He forgave both of them.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Tell me, therefore.
Tell me.
Which of them will love him most?
Is that the reason why some of you don't love him too much?
Oh, man. Come on, Chef. Come on.
Is that the reason why some of you literally can't die to yourself and mortify the deeds of your flesh?
Come on, Chef.
Because you still got too much love for yourself? Well, we'll show you. Because look what Yahshua did. Look how he made this analogy and he put it together right here. He said what? Read.
Simon answered and said, I suppose. He who forgave most.
Come on.
And he said unto him, you have rightly judged.
Read.
And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon.
Mind, this woman's still at his feet the whole time. Read.
See you, this woman?
See, I want y'all to look at this woman. Every last one of y'all, look at this woman right here. Come on.
I entered into your house.
And guess what you didn't do? I came to your house. Guess what you didn't do? Read.
You gave me no water.
No what? No water for my feet. You know the trail is dusty.
Yeah.
You didn't give me no water for my feet.
Yeah.
Read on.
But she has washed my feet with tears.
A sinner did.
He told the scripture.
Come on, sir.
Come on.
And wiped them with the hairs of her head.
Read.
You gave me no kiss.
You gave me no kiss.
Yeah.
And yet what she done?
But this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet.
And you people sitting up here worried about judging her for what she's doing. Come on.
My head, with all you did not anoint.
Isn't that something?
That what?
We a lot of self-righteous-ass people going to a living in hell, ain't you?
In hell.
Nobody's looking out their damn beak as if they some righteous thing.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
What? This woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto you.
What do you say?
Her sins, which are many.
Which are what?
Many.
Come on.
Are forgiven.
Guess what?
Well,
you already know who love must know.
Jesus.
No, I'm wanting to forgive much.
Yeah.
Come on.
For she loved much.
Mm-hmm.
But to whom little is given?
No.
The same loves little.
Come on.
Scratch.
Scold.
Itch.
Yeah. Yeah, just, and you know that they knew that he was talking about them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ooh, come on. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. That's what we're dealing with today.
Yes,
about
sir.
The self-righteous-ass people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That think that they know the kingdom of Yah. You know what? It won't be until my time is up y'all going to figure out what kind of man of y'all was before y'all. Because think about what Isaiah had to go through before people figured out that he was really, truly a man of Yah. I'm not saying that people didn't know then, but the people who opposed him all that damn time.
Yes, sir.
Yah's the one who pick up and choose.
Yes, sir.
And once he choose you, you ain't got nowhere to run.
Oh, man.
Can't hide.
Oh.
You ain't got nowhere to go. You gonna do what he tell you to do.
That's the truth.
Period. Jeremiah couldn't run. Jeremiah couldn't hide.
No.
Run if you try.
Oh, man.
brain.
Jonah, man, y'all was just shit. Jonah, boy, before there was even a knife, he even more, boy, Jonah had him on. When his ass ended up in any damn way, right back in that middle anyway. Once you, man, if you are a call man of y'all, you ain't going no damn hollering. You gonna do what y'all says.
Yes, I'll let you say.
We'll do. Go Luke 15, verse 1 through 10.
Come on.
No. You gotta do that one, do that one. But you see what I'm saying, though, right?
Yes, sir.
The Jesus that I preach, the reason why the people hate me today is because I'm preaching the real one.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. The one that hates
me. You hear?
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, true son. They don't, the world don't want nothing to do with this Jesus.
No.
Mind you, this is the same Jesus that's going to come back with his eyes red like fire.
Fire. Oh, yeah.
Also, it's the same Jesus
Come on.
Where everybody was mocking when they put 39 stripes on him.
Yeah.
No. And remember, by his stripes we'll heal.
Yes.
Bruised.
Yes.
Same Jesus he bruised.
Yeah.
Same Jesus he bruised.
Come on, Pete.
Imagine, he took it all.
Uh-huh.
I remember Pilate. He bought him out. Said, is this the man?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Pilate said, look here, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious you ain't done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
He said, man, look here. I can free you. Pilate. Let's get this right. Number one, you ain't got no power.
No. Right?
Unless my father.
My father. Yeah.
You need to understand something.
You
think you all of that.
Right.
No, you don't get the twisted wrong. I got something I need to do. You don't understand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
But I promise you one thing.
You will see.
Yeah.
That's when every knee shall
bow.
You need to tell me.
Come on, yeah.
That's the one I
That's the one.
And the day of adversity ain't even got you yet.
Oh, man. Not even the first time.
You having trouble serving y'all right now when it's easy.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you, listen, the way that it was is that when Israelites was dying at the hands of government, dying at the hands of evil men, you know what it did? Their testimony made it easy for other people to believe.
Today,
this generation with this soft ass is a bunch of damn cowards. These people, they actually gladly went to that city.
Promotion.
As a promotion. These people, they, you know, people really, truly believe and think that with their heart, because they say something with their deceiving ass lips, that they're ready to be persecuted. No, you ain't.
Come on.
You know, I know you ain't, because you can't overcome the little simple
things.
How
dare
you overcome?
Come on.
But it's time you be ready to be tested and tried.
Come on.
Come on,
Chap.
Talk to us.
Yes, sir.
Because you need to know the time that, all right, this is the time where we can't be fighting. This time we got to lay our life down.
Right. Because
that's what the book says.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
What are you going to do then?
Come on.
Go ahead, Steve. What you got? What you got? Keep calling.
If you have run with the footmen.
Call chapter and verse, bro.
Jeremiah 12:5
Mm-hmm.
If you have run with the footmen.
Read on.
And they have wearied.
You hear that?
Come on.
You run with the foot. Most of y'all, how many of y'all people done faded already?
Mm-hmm.
You weary already. With the footmen, come on.
Then how?
How?
Can you contend with horses?
You can't.
God,
there's no way in hell.
Man. Hallelujah.
That damn good scripture right there.
Hey,
I'm telling you, listen, if you don't have the tenacity,
yes, sir.
If you don't have the dedication and discipline to live it and live it right now with vigor and force,
that's
my raw,
that's
my raw spirit, raw ruach. Come on, hey! You can't have that zeal right now. You ain't gonna manufacture it on the day. You better have some type of damn fire with you about y'all.
Yes, sir. I mean,
you better have some fire. You better have some serious fire with you. And if you're a woman, you better practice the utmost of humility that ever has been on the face of that
earth.
You better be. Because
hallelujah.
That's where your strength is, where
yes.
your protection is. Can't be sitting back in a damn woman acting like a man.
No. Yeah.
No. Because you're going to be just like a man.
Oh, no covering. No covering. No covering.
But see, this is an evil and adulterous generation. You can't talk to them. You can't tell them nothing. You can't tell them a damn thing.
Everybody,
nah.
Come on.
Well, Pastor, I don't like how you talk about it. Shut up.
Please. Please.
Don't repent you to even went into a Christian church. It's sad. It's terrible. Is that damn horrible? Is that bad for real? But see, that's what happens when you're in captivity.
Yeah,
that's all that's sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
That's why, y'all, believe me, you hear where he leads.
Yeah! Yeah! Come on!
Hey!
Come on, Seth. Hallelujah!
But see, most people don't understand that when he leads you somewhere, he never told you that the way was going to be easy.
No,
right. He said the way is rough.
Oh,
he said the way is narrow.
Yeah.
And he said it is
straight.
And it's going to be
beautiful.
See, you want to be able to walk down the damn sidewalk.
Oh.
You want to take the scenic route.
Come on.
You want to go the natural trail.
Oh, right.
That's what you want to see. The scenery. You don't want to go. You got to cut through the swamp.
Come on.
You got to go through the woods. So-called believers today, all Israelite or Christian, that ain't it.
Dang.
No, they're not it.
No.
Don't y'all be deceived by any damn means. They too damn soft.
Yeah.
They too damn weak.
Yep.
They too damn modern.
No,
they too damn worldly.
Yeah.
They ain't it.
No.
They're not it.
No.
Light years ahead.
Y'all see how we got to get our damn mind right, though?
Yes, sir.
People gladly went to their death.
Yes.
And went to a business trying to live so we can be able to see our, I got to be able to see my grandchild. What the hell is a damn grandchild and you ain't got your creator?
Come on! What?
That shit. Hey, I'm out. Come on, sir.
Hey.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen me, old y'all.
Listen, when he said remnant, that's exactly what he meant.
Yeah.
Come on, teach, read, teach. Boy, time is slipping fast, isn't it? Time keep on slipping into the future.
Go ahead, that's old school.
Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners.
So all the publicans and all the sinners drew near to him. Come on.
For to hear him.
They want to hear him. Read on.
And the Pharisees and scribes.
Here they come. Here they come.
Here they come.
Here they come.
There you go.
Here they come. You know these women out there popping their girls on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Modern day Miriams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the truth.
Modern day Miriam.
That's the truth.
Imagine we ain't got this Delilah yet.
Mm.
Oh, he coming.
Yes, sir.
Delilah ain't getting no pass.
No. Mm.
Delilah is always after the strength of Samson.
Mm. The strength.
Right.
Come on.
There
it.
Come on. Come on.
Read.
Fervor saying, this man receives sinners.
He receives what?
He receives sinners.
How many times he already told him he didn't call the right
person?
That's it.
Come on.
That's it. Come on.
And he spake this parable unto them.
Now watch this. How many people would look at us as a bunch of damn uninformed sinners, though? Y'all look at them. They drink it. Yeah,
right. This one right here is scotch.
This
cola is
scotch right here. Watch this scotch right here.
This one right here is a set apart German beer.
Set apart.
Holy.
Right, Stephen.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to quote scripture.
Come on.
What life is it of a man without wine and with ain't wine? I got plenty of that too. I got lawful strong drink according to Torah.
Yeah.
Beer, which was already in Mizraim. Beer, believe it or not, is not even classified as a strong drink.
Wow.
Think about that now. That's 4%. That's 40.
Wow.
Right. Some of you intoxicated on stupidity.
Oh.
And you talk about me, ain't wrong nothing, but you are drunk, period. Woo. Yet and still, I could be drinking this nice scotch and still be filled with the spirit.
Still be happy.
Yeah, I got a look at that. They got more power.
Ooh.
20 of all your preachers put together.
Put together.
Easy.
True.
Easy. Why are you judging me?
Come on. Come on.
Think about that.
Yeah. Come on.
All the preachers you name, I got more power than all of them.
Yes,
put
sir.
Together.
Yep. Go to my
room. And I say that with all humility.
Yeah. Yeah. Make the boat say, y'all. Yes,
because
sir.
Because y'all is the one who gives me.
Yes, sir.
He gives men to celery with all.
Yes,
not
sir.
Because you yourself or anything.
Oh, hell, no.
Or you have any worth for your own self.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, no, no. It's an indictment against you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is. He chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Yes, sir.
He's the one that gives out the gifts as he wants to. See, unlike the rest of these bastards out here to try to make you think it comes. No, it don't come from it. It comes from Yah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is that plain enough?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And he spake this parable unto the scribes and Pharisees.
What is the parable he spoke to the scribes and Pharisees?
What man are you? Having 100 sheep?
Having how many sheep?
100.
100 sheep and what?
He lose one of them.
If a man lose one sheep out of 100, read.
Does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness?
Come on.
And go over to that lost until he find it?
It's funny because one night we was down in an old dining hall, right?
Yes, sir.
And they got on the radio and said, hey, the cows are out there, top of the hill. So everybody, David, a lot of people jumped in their vehicle. Some brothers, old brothers, straightway, right? We started down at the bottom, and then we went up. So we started walking the gully, and it was pitch black dark. It's probably about 10:30 at night. It was late, man. It was black, so black you can't see your hand in front of you. And by the time we got there, they said, y'all walked over there in that wood mountain, and y'all walked up that hill and everything. What the? Ain't y'all scared or something? Ain't coming in there. We getting our child.
Oh,
it's dark out there.
Belong to you.
Oh,
shit. Come on.
Are we going to tone different ways when we can come
on.
Come on. I'm more comfortable walking out here in the dark.
Yeah,
fire and brim.
Come on.
The word.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm like, you gotta be shitting me. You walk across down the street in the damn dark, ain't nobody there but just you. And you're looking for a damn Calhoun Blue.
And I'm gonna be terrified and damn scared. Are you shitting me? Damn, I used to sleep in this shit. By myself.
Never mind. We'll be alright. We'll be alright. See, that's the reason why we need a moment.
Yes, sir.
Somebody needs to lead Israel.
Somebody, yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
We need prophets.
Yeah.
Somebody lead Israel. Come on, teach.
One man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them.
If he loses how many of them?
One.
Read on.
Does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that. We just lost it until he finds it.
Yeah.
And when he has found it, he lays his hand. He lays it. He hold on it. On his shoulders, rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice
with yeah.
me. For I have my found my sheep.
Yeah. Now, I'll be rejoicing, too, because sheep was big money back
yeah.
then. There wasn't no Federal Reserve notes.
That's big money. Sheep, big money. You understand that?
Abraham was rich not because he had Federal Reserve notes.
Come on, son.
Yeah, a lot of cattle. Yeah.
Every, there you go. There you go.
A lot of cattle.
Abraham had a lot of livestock. So, how many of you are really, truly Israelites out there in them cities when you can't even grow a damn green bean off the trellis of your apartment? You're an agricultural people, don't you?
No, I know I got it.
No, think about it. With all the sacrifices Israel was making when they came out of Egypt, where they get all them bulls?
Come on.
You know how many sacrifices it is? When David was dancing through the streets.
Come on now.
A lot of times people didn't understand. David, every six steps, he was sacrificing bulls.
That's crazy. That's a lot.
You understand how much meat that is?
That's a lot.
Wow.
That blood flowing like you just would not believe. See, most of you people, you know what we need to do? You do probably ban us. They'll probably ban us and block us. What we need to do one day is we need to pop one of these damn bulls, cut his neck and let you see what blood flowing out of an animal really truly looks like. You know, you ever see a flood? When it's flooding,
yeah.
It's what a blood flowing out of a bull looks like. It is flowing like you would not believe. Gushing. Just pouring out everywhere. David made sure that the streets of Jerusalem were covered by the blood.
Oh, man.
Almost up to the
bottom. Oh, man.
Almost up to the bottom.
He made sure it was covered by the blood.
Come on. Come on.
We're going to see y'all, Israel.
Hey.
But I'm telling you, I want to see my king. That
yeah.
will be the ultimate. But, man, I sure want to hug my brothers and my faithful sisters that went on before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to see them in the kingdom.
Yes.
Y'all understand? We're going to see Moses.
Yes, hey, come on, friend.
Yep.
Come on. Yep. Come on.
David.
Now we, yeah. Praise the apostles.
Y'all get this.
Yes, sir.
See, I really truly comprehend it.
Come on, chef.
This ain't no fairy tale.
No,
this stuff is real.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Hey, yes, sir.
Great hope. And you know what's really crazy about it all?
Go with it.
They are the ones that have been looking and hoping for.
Yes! Yes!
They,
we should
have been like, what?
There he goes.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. Hey, come on. Here we go.
two bulls on the
make sure y'all get some DJ.
got a way to go. But we're going to get there.
Oh, yeah.
The name of Jesus. That's the reason why the Most High Yah continues to keep giving us the messages that we're getting in this daytime and hour. He's uncovering and revealing to us as we can, as we can go, as we can accept it, as we can, you know, we can get it. But the whole purpose of it is because he wants us to be perfect.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. In case y'all hadn't figured it out, for those who've been asleep, most of y'all, man, you can tell it's the Ruach.
You've
been opening our conscience, our mind.
Yes,
like, God.
Yes,
you've been sitting up there looking at it. It's like the book is open up with a whole new light. We're like,
yes, sir. Praise.
That's what I've been reading the whole time.
Yes, sir.
How'd I miss that?
Yep.
Sit right there.
That's it.
Great husband.
That's it.
Great husband. All praise to the Most High.
All praise to the Most High, yeah.
Don't get it.
Yes, sir.
They ain't nothing else to do.
Nothing.
They ain't nothing else to do in their life.
What
so
it's made for.
Anything else to do, teach. They ain't nothing else to do to serve y'all. This world won't make you think, well, you lost out and you lose out.
I gained.
Yeah.
Oh. Gained.
What?
Yeah.
Shall a man gain?
Come on.
What is it? Man. If he gains his whole world and loses his own soul. Nice. Oh, Theodore Cruz.
I got to mention that. Just personal for a second, all right?
Theodore Cruz, I got your ass. You lying, fat-ass senator. Ted Cruz, out of Texas. You know what he did, right? He tried to turn around and talk about some type of discrepancy. They got these big-ass law. How the hell would you say 25, $13, 13-letter words or some shit? Basically, what they did was all of them veterans that was over there in Afghan that end up having to burn the shit, burn piles. Well, you burn all of them, rubble and all the shit, end up getting a lot of respiratory diseases and cancer from them. They got a bill out that they could have provided enough funding for the veterans to be able to get some relief because a lot of them coming out with cancer. And the Republicans are spinning this shit as if the Democrats done changed something in their bill. And the Democrats ain't changed shit. The bill's still the same. But they rejected the funding, the health care funding for the veterans. How many times have I told you veterans? And I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times over 30 years. They don't give one nickel's worth of rat's ass about your ass. They don't give a shit. So Theodore Cruz, like that guy said, oh, they'll live to 200 years old. After that, comes the judgment.
Yes, sir.
Hey, boss.
Yes, sir.
But until then, they're going to join me.
Wow.
Make sure y'all read the Apocrypha real close.
Yes, sir.
Because in the Apocrypha, I'm going to paraphrase this. I'm not going to give it up. I'm going to try my best. Father help me. I'm going to try to say it enough so you can research. Because
yes,
I'm tired of giving out scripture verse, chapter verse, where to go and look. Y'all need to do some damn y'all need to get accustomed to research.
Yes, sir.
The book says, we're going to test them. We're going to check their resolve to see what they believe. Let's see if they really truly believe in that king. Let's see. We'll put this on. We'll put this at verse there. We'll put that on. Let's see if they really truly believe in that king. I'm going to leave it at that. I ain't giving it to y'all no damn more. At least for tonight. Lean on me. At least for tonight. So, but y'all get what I'm saying, right?
Yes, sir.
Because afterwards, we live our life, we go down the grave to what they call peace. That's what they said Prince does. But they've been tormenting all their life. So what did they get? We'll find out exactly what you get. Find what I'm talking about. I'm telling you it's in there.
Yes, sir.
You'll see.
Yes, sir.
Y'all find it. You should have before in the morning, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remember, out of the many profound statements that Messiah said, he did say this. Man should not live by
bread alone,
but by every word that proceedeth forth out of the mouth of God. Period.
Bottom line.
So I'm going to force y'all to start studying, and we're going to find out in that who are the righteous and who are the hypocrites.
Woo!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother Gideon, you got it right, Ranger. The back at Theodore Cruz.
Yeah, that's the same. That's the same center that when Kobe went in his height,
he sent his daughters, and he made sure they got to Mexico on a good vacation.
That's crazy.
I don't have no problem with that. Go take a vacation.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah,
when you understand the damn game, you're supposed to be a sinner.
Yeah.
When the hell y'all damn people in Texas going to wake the shit up? Do I have to physically come down to Texas and wake y'all ass up? This world would be done if Pastor Dow ever becomes president. I'm going to have y'all around me like this. Like we are right now. Y'all be tight stick 360.
Oh, yeah. Because
it won't be no LGBT, Jews, JK. It won't be none of that shit.
I mean,
hallelujah. Won't nobody be running around the United States of America with pink hair.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No, ain't none of that shit.
No
fear for lynching. Y'all, so people won't make fun of Muslims. Shit. Man, all y'all wouldn't be covered. Every single one of y'all.
Hallelujah.
Damn witchcraft.
See, Satan has done what he wanted to accomplish. Destroy the family unit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In every way.
There you go. What say again, teach?
He's against the image.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
And then damn Joe Biden. Listen, all presidents lie. But there's never been a liar like this damn commander in chief. Nobody believes what he says any damn way this damn decrepit damn.
Joe Biden.
If there was ever a wish in history, you know, because Joe Biden talked tough, right? He always go back to his high school days, like he talking about beating somebody. Behind them. I said, boy, I wish when I was in high school and I could meet you when you was in high school, talk that shit to me like this, see what happened. I did a lot of knuckling up. I'm telling you, boy, a lot of, matter of fact, you know what's going to save me from a lot of knuckling up? The ministry in old age. Sad to say, I'm one of the only preachers y'all ever met. You was involved in it too. We had to set up, I had to literally set up and damn near fight a nigga up and on the Feast of Pentecost.
Yeah.
Right up here in Tabernacle. I still to this day say it to my second, isn't it? Dude, Shane and L.D., they were pushing his ass. All the way up, boy, this booger. He kept saying, I ain't going no damn way. When I heard that one, that was it. So what saying is going to break you then? I'm talking about a righteous indignation. You know what I'm saying? Because my son, you remember Chuck, he came all the way down the bottom of the hill, got my 45, he's walking up the hill, and Carol and Cindy, Ashley's mother, actually stopped him midway. Chuck said, I'm going to kill his ass right now. Get the hell out of my way. Mom, move out of my damn way right now. I'm killing his ass. Well, I'm telling you, Chuck said, I'm going to kill him. Chuck ain't playing. He won't kill him. I'm saying, that's the same shit we ain't going on. And he's still like this, still till today. Don't start up with nobody. My mom and dad too good. Mess with that, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to get you. That's just the way it is. I'm going to kill you. The question remains, dear son, why ain't your ass sitting over here next to me?
like all these others? That's the question. Ain't that the question of day, time, and hour? You talking all that? I know you listening. Why ain't your ass right here next to me? That's a big deal, isn't it? Wouldn't that be the ultimate deal? Sorry, folks. Pastors just keep it real. But, like the Apostle Paul, got plenty of sons. Plenty of them. Plenty of them in the faith. You imagine Paul getting ready to get up out of here for him to teach Titus and Timothy. All right, this is the order of this heaven. This is the way it has to run. This is what you need to be on watch out for. Mind you, how much have they gutted our scriptures? I mean, the book itself said that even if you had, look at all the books. Y'all, how many bookshelves do I have in my house? Y'all, come on. Y'all see me in the living room? Y'all see me in here? I even got a bedroom. How many bookshelves do we got, right? The book said if you took all the books of the world, they couldn't even contain all that Yahshua had done. And he lived 33 years. Did y'all hear that? That's what the book said. Not even the books of the world could contain. I'm like, what are we missing? Don't worry about it, Israel. We good. Because we ain't missing nothing. You know why? Yeah, we got not only the Holy Spirit. Are you following me? But he is always with us.
Yes.
Leading the guidance. But guess what? When we see him, we see the books.
Oh,
all the books of the world.
All you.
He did come in the
fall. Damn.
We got everything that we need.
Everything.
Hey, that's what
we got. Everything.
They can try to take away every damn thing from us. We still got it.
Come on. All the things.
All we got to do is submit.
That's it.
All we got to do is submit.
Lay it down. Lay it down.
Submission is not a bad thing.
No.
The world counts submission as weakness.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If submission is so weak, which one are you going to jump on that damn tree? Get nailed to it and bleed out for your brothers, your family, if it's so damn weak. See, you're looking at stuff the wrong way. Strength ain't because you can stand up and meet force with force. You have to know when. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Because when the king come, he's going to have all fours, I promise that.
All
fours. But when he was here, he had a mission to accomplish.
Yes.
He accomplished it too, this.
Mission.
Yeah. I feel love of the word. I can't. Pilot, the higher power. You what? You got what?
Come again?
And you know, Pilot, this is a friend's lunatic.
Yeah.
He talking like that? No, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing. Unless my father greater than that. Well, who is your father?
Well,
can you imagine that, though?
Yeah.
I know how they talk.
You know.
Yeah. But you know, we're going to be able to see it.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be able to see the one that spit in his face while he was on his way. We're going to see all those Roman soldiers again. Y'all think, y'all don't get it. Now, listen, they can make all the movies in the world, but if you just read the book, it pales in comparison to what we're getting ready to witness again.
Yes, sir.
We're going to see all these people that spit in his face.
Right.
And every time they hit him, they laugh their ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh their ass off. Like, it was just it was like playing Dig Dug. Miss Pac-Man. I'm serious. Yeah, for real. And we're going to watch them quake and shake.
Come on,
Chef. Hallelujah. The
get thrown into the lake.
Yeah. On your day of class.
Be fat on
your day of class.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right back.
See, the one thing about people to see, that's why I keep trying, that's the one thing I want to get over tonight, you know, is that this damn wicked-ass American world thinks that y'all's laws is under the government of America. Y'all get it?
Yeah.
They think America's the damn, I mean, Rome was the same damn way.
Ooh.
And if I keep telling y'all that y'all don't give one damn bit about America, or China, or Russia, or India, the only thing y'all care about is his kingdom and his government. And there shall be no end.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Emphasis added.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all good?
Oh, yes, sir.
Samuel calls up. Go to John chapter 2. We're going to read verse 14 through 17. We're going to call it tonight. All y'all contribute, PayPal, Cash App. Man, Israel, I do appreciate it. Because this I can tell you. There ain't no other preacher out there that will be like Pastor Dow that will tell you that whatever was given into his ministry, it goes right back into the ministry. I promise you that. I promise you that. They can't do it. They cannot do it. Come on, teach. John chapter 2, verse 14 through 17, read. So you give me something, you think you gave me something, you didn't give me shit. The Most High Yah, who supports me, give you more. Read.
And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves.
Oxen. Damn, some oxen sound pretty good. All right. Please, thank this man's Raymond Shaw. Speak some things. I'm telling you, we might have a rebuke for Shaw these days, man. Cause y'all take some of that food, Rashawn.
Yes, sir. That's different.
Rashawn came up. Good God of mercy, man. That brother, and then Summer. My youngest child. You know what she's doing, right? I'm gonna cut out of bed. So she's got me getting all these damn really nice. As 10x12 canopies, heavy duty. And he's talking to me to talk to JC to run a power line. So when we have midnight air, we have this food set up. Like 7-8 tents. That each one of them have a different specialty.
Ooh.
That all day the Israelites do, and they can go over here. Get any drinks, go over here, get all the food. They can just pick up and eat what you want.
Yeah, it literally has to happen. It's recorded.
I'm like, no, it's already on. I mean, I probably shouldn't have ever said nothing, but it's already on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I mean, what are you going to do? That's a damn good idea.
Yeah,
it's a PSA.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
And if Rashawn is cooking, that brother makes so much damn good food.
Yes, sir.
Last piece. Somebody, we didn't rebuke him. How do you do it, though?
Good.
God, mercy. Ooh-wee. Come on, Tate.
And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small corn.
Oh, no. What he did was he got a bunch of yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because other people say, we had a bunch of dove one night. We was eating a bunch of a dove. You'd be like, what? I know. The Most High Yah chose us to be vegetarians, right? Don't get me wrong. I love vegetables. I promise you, just like y'all do. In fact, I eat them probably. I ain't going to say more, but I eat a hell of a lot of vegetables.
grapes, pineapples, watermelons, bananas.
Yeah.
All with, I mean, we eat the shit out of them here. We eat a lot of them. Pass them down. No, I don't eat. I don't have to eat meat every day. I don't literally eat meat every day. I just know how to eat. Listen, I've been living a lifestyle of fitness for damn 40-something plus years. I know what to eat, how to eat, when to eat, when to stop eating. I know how to maintain all this stuff. But them oxtails, so do
you. Them oxtails, boy! Water oxtails!
Woo-wee! Come on, T. We got to get them out of here, man. Come on.
And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple.
Now, let's stop for a second. Some people try to tell us that he made a scourge and people just start running. If you make a skirt, who will run at that? The only way people going to run is them damn things were affected. They had to be affected.
Fire. Fire on that knee.
And then I'm going to add an addendum to it. You want to hear it? Remember, his 12 disciples were always there. I keep telling y'all, whenever y'all saw walked around, he had 12
arms.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a powerful setting.
Mm-hmm.
12 men? Listen, come on. Peter's the one who took his knife and then chopped off his damn head. Yeah, come on. No, we ain't playing that. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't play this Christian kumbaya, soft-ass fingernail, powder puff, manicured, all that shit. No, that ain't it. That's Christianity. It's all Greek goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, y'all don't even know which one is which. Mama Duke, goddess, Ra. Y'all don't even know what the hell it is. Read.
He drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen. And poured out the changers' money.
Uh-oh.
And overthrew the table.
He poured out the changer's money and overthrew the tax. Come on. This is some type of military guy. What is this? Come on.
And said unto them that sow doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples, remember that it was written, the zeal of my house has eaten me up.
Now, we're going to take it to the next level. Because remember, Yahshua also said that, but he also said, you know what? This house, this day, is left unto you desolate. That's when he transforms and natural to us, the spirit. To us.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are the temple.
Now.
Now the question is what house are you going to build him?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to build a house of worship for him?
Come on.
Come on, sir.
Come on.
Yeah. I want to hear no shit. Well, my wife, I got to wait to see my wife. The hell with your wife?
Come on.
Are you going to build a house for him?
Yeah.
Well, he can come in.
Come on.
Well, he can come in.
Yeah. What's
up?
Has to come first. Come on.
That's it. No, for real, straight up.
Yeah.
And the house. Because I know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Sir.
Are you going to build a house for him right here?
Yeah.
Now it makes it for my house to be called a house of prayer.
Come on, Chef.
So where does prayer really take place?
Come on.
In the inward man. Because like you people think it's,
come on.
Meditation of a man's heart.
Yes. Yeah.
See, now we get up in place of box stuff.
Come on.
That's what we're saving this for Shabbat.
Man.
Come on. No, we are real Israel, for real.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We here.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Hey, I'm tell you what, I'll brand it. I hope your old ass repent.
Hallelujah.
Get out of that damn shit you need to be delivered from.
Hallelujah.
All the damn lifestyle and damn rebellion.
Hallelujah.
But if not, make no difference to me. Well, not at all. If they really truly know, we're still going to be here in what y'all said. It's crazy as shit. So, Brandon, how the hell you get to the point where you are today? Forget about Daniel and all them. You need to come and have a discussion with me. Or I'll come to you. We need to have a discussion. And I want your wife present, too. Because it's going to have to be some type of damn crossroads. That's the last damn olive branch I'm throwing out to your ass.
Yes, gracious.
Yeah. Other than that, Israel, we good, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, I love y'all.
Platinum,
love y'all.
Love. Look, 10 toes. Ah.
We here?
Mm-hmm.
We going in?
Yes, sir.
We're going to stay
all
Israel
way.
Strong.
All the way.
And make no mistake about it, world. We all here talking about Israel. We say Israel strong. It's all about the Messiah.
Come on.
Every bit, every breath, every step.
Ooh.
Everything is all about him.
That's it.
Most people want to get pride. Israel. Well, tell you the truth, I'm going to give you the real truth. Our history is pretty damn grim.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Our history ain't shit. Without the overcoming king.
Yeah, the victory.
Only one. Yeah.
Only one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That is true.
Yep. Only one. Except in top Israel, all day long, we a bunch of rebellious.
Yep. Yeah. Witchcraft.
Star-hearted.
Yep.
Wicked ass damn people. Yeah. We taught y'all how to do it.
Wow. That's the truth.
Oh, my God.
That's the truth.
Wow.
That's the truth.
But he always left a remnant.
Come on.
Yes.
That loved him.
Yes.
With all that's within me.
Come on.
That's us. We the remnant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
We submit to the right.
Come on.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Declare.
We
agree. Come
we
on.
Here.
Yeah. Come on.
So with that said, teach, you got a word? Anybody else? So with that said, hey, Israel, we bless you all. What a beautiful word tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Marvelous and all.
What a beautiful
yes.
word.
Yes, sir.
You can't feel it, Lord.
I don't know what to tell you.
Man.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, you right here.
You don't feel that way. Hey.
We bless you all in sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious and mighty overcoming name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of our soon coming King.
That's it.
Yahshua.
Yes, indeed.
Hamashiach.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
The King.
Oh, yes.
And I promise you.
Oh, yes. Great hope. Great hope.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
He comes up, his government, and his rule.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
sir.
The
it's coming down.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yes.
Come.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See y'all tomorrow morning, all right? See the ball.
That's it.
I feel it.
That's it.
That's what I call it.